Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have a major announcement to make about a guest joining the program tomorrow. Are we doing this now?
Wait, you know is what day he's joining us on?
I'm going to let you handle it.
He's joining us on a Wednesday. Because it was a big thing going on when I was in Philly for 3 years, became very, very fond of this young man. I call him Andy. Andy Reid is going to join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And after we won games, he always says, see you on Wednesday. And that was a video that came out maybe a few weeks ago.
I love that video.
A few months ago. And you can see me in the video looking for the see you on Wednesday. Andy's going to join us tomorrow right around 1 o'clock. And we talk. He's joined me every year since I left the team and did radio.
Even but when I was coach. Has he ever done it in season? I feel like it's usually in the off season.
It's in season.
Okay.
Like he'll do it in season, and then he was with. We came on with Coach Thompson and I one time. So he's going to join us tomorrow around 1 o'clock and just talk about his season and that he's doing well now and a little bit of the game. And he probably won't tell us a lot, but he will talk to us, give us a quick 10 minutes or so. And then we'll move on.
Well, and he knows Ron so well. So that really makes it interesting this time.
I'm asking that, man. Do you see yourself as like one of these guru coaches? Because all the people that were under you on your staff, they're all head coaches and stuff like that now.
He did something right. He certainly did something right. I can't wait. That'll be so cool. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, the team the Washington is playing this week, will join the program tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Do not miss that interview. I always love one of my favorite questions. I've got to do it a few times now with Joe Gibbs is ask him what it was like to coach Brian Mitchell. And I can't wait to ask Andy the same thing.
I'm going to say he had to go to a psychiatrist after I was done.
I believe it. Want to switch gears here. D'Angelo Hall does a great job on Good Morning Football. I always enjoy when he's on there on NFL Network. D'Angelo Hall was on Good Morning Football this morning as the news of the John Gruden stuff broke. And I found his response to that situation and considering his work with the Washington football team on the radio broadcast, I found it all pretty interesting and I thought we should play it. Let's do that now.
Like, this wasn't about John Gruden. Mm-hmm. This was about the Washington football team. It became about John Gruden and everyone has... Since the wrap-up of the investigation, everybody has been trying to figure out what's going on in Washington. Even myself, you know, as an employee, I called the games on Sunday on the radio. And, you know, it was times that I was kind of like, you know, is this something I want to be a part of? Because I didn't know what was going to happen in that building and the uncertainty. And, you know, obviously we know some things have happened in recent weeks with the DEA coming in there. And so it just seems like it continues to go. You know, I'm not a player in that locker room anymore, but... You know, that taste, it just continues to go. And I'm interested to see where it goes because, yes, John Gruden got what he deserved. And I'm sure there's millions of other people out here who are saying the Washington football team, we want to know what comes of this.
Pretty interesting stuff there. And I think D'Angelo Hall is a big enough name and is really good on air and polished and smart. And he is probably, my guess is, has national aspirations. He's already doing national Good Morning Football.
Yes.
And I think it makes sense for him to wonder, like, all right, is this a move I definitely want to take? But yeah. For me as a fan that grew up with Sonny Sam and Frank Herzog, like, you hate to hear that a player is questioning if it's the right move.
Yeah, I think ultimately, and I think fans see us see players as entertainers. They play for your team, then they go and you dismiss them. But when a player plays for your team for such a long time and they become like a household name and a part of it, everybody outside of this area, when they see you as a part of that franchise forever. I've played for two more franchises, but whenever I go somewhere, I'm asked questions about the Washington football team. I'm always asked questions about all the negativity and things that are following it. And as much as I know some good people and positive things, I try to present that, but I still have to address the negative. You know, is that fair to me? Hell, most fans that walk around, they don't see you as a fan unless you got on some paraphernalia. Wherever I walk, when they see my face, just like they see me as a black man, they see me as a damn former player for the Washington football team. And you are always having to sit there and discuss it. And it becomes tedious. But you know what? I think a lot of us, just like myself, we adore the franchise. We want to see it in the light that it was when I got here. You want to see it in the light, like D-Hall was a fan growing up. You want to see it still presented in that light. So when you sit there and you doubt things and you question things, I think you have that right. But I also believe that what needs to happen on this franchise, I said it before about how most franchises are like this. They have a way, the Ravens way, the Steelers way, the Patriots way. Whatever coach comes in, guess what they do? They do whatever that franchise has been doing. But here, every time we bring people in, we change to what they think, what they feel. There are people that came before any coach or damn player that's playing right now that made people love this franchise, this burgundy and gold. And I think that when these coaches come in and they want to say that they're giving the Heisman to what was the bad things that were going on, I think they try to give the Heisman to the good things that were going on. Because when you start looking around, you don't see a lot of people from the glory years that are close to the franchise, but one person. Okay? And maybe, just maybe, the people from the glory years, you see them because they are going to say what you want them to say. I think your credibility comes from people saying the things that need to be said. And also those people will call out stuff, and those people will give you more credibility. That has to start transpiring. Or we're going to have people like this that are sitting there, and I totally agree with D. You know, I would question some stuff, but it doesn't stop you from loving the hell. Whenever my brother got in trouble, I questioned being around him, but he's still my brother. I love him still.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing that so many of you fans that try to make it seem like you're the real fans because you just okay with everything. No, you're part of the damn problem. People that don't ever tell you the truth about yourself, like you don't tell the team the truth about themselves, you're part of the damn problem. And that has to change too.
Well said there, sir. We got phones going. We got true and false going. We got a lot happening here. I'm excited for her to hear first. I think I'm on an 0-7 streak right now. I'm not running hot. I can tell you that. Do you have more of the true or false from the Instagram, Cody? Can we get a live update on the Instagram on the search for beer? Because Lord knows we're all searching for beer.
We are up to 1,640 followers on Instagram, so that means
we need 360.
360 more, and we're giving away.
Is that quick am with that?
A lot quicker than I was. I was talking
look,
slower.
It's not just the one little set that JP had. Another case plus some autographed stuff is going to come with it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Go to the B. Mitch and
so
Finley Instagram
need,
page.
Here's what you need to do.
You're going to get.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Tell us how to do this. Obviously, we're saying it on the radio, but you need to post something on your Instagram page. Cody, come take a video of B. Mitch saying what he's going to put in.
See,
there.
My thing is, whoever wins, they may win the autograph, what's it called, the Bud Light thing?
Yeah.
The Bud Light-a-key, they call it?
Bud Light-a-key, yes.
The Bud Light-a-key. I'll sign it, and then I'll add some pictures and some cards, and then your favorite beer may be something else. It may be Stella, Corona. I'll buy you a case of that.
Even just a very generous man.
Hey, man, I did well in Arizona.
Should we go get a drink after work? I was supposed to go pick up firewood. I no longer am. It's drizzly. We're not going to go play golf.
I did well in Arizona.
Damn, Brian. How big is that stack?
I did a little something.
Should we go see B's and just go to MGM? Just a little afternoon blackjack.
Hey, when you win money, you don't go to a place where you can lose it all.
So I've got one quick question here. It's a little off topic, but I just want to get B-Mitch's response here. Ranch is good on pizza. True or false?
False. What the hell are you going to put ranch on pizza for? If you want to put ranch on something, go get you some chips. Maybe a salad. Like
salad, sure.
People dip it, they dip their chips in ranch too, dude.
Drab T-shirt puts peanut butter on
Drab
tortilla chips. Drab is weird.
See, I saw a lot of snakes, and they look different, and they blend in. Drab was bit by a snake when he was young and lost something in his brain. To be putting peanut butter on this. He put it on everything, he said. I heard him.
I think he grew up near a nuclear power plant. I think that's the situation with Drab.
Somebody was talking. I think they were talking.
You gotta be careful when you say he puts peanut butter on everything. There's some weird people out there. Don't go Googling that.
Well, I'm food. I heard them talking, and they said something about somebody put peanut butter on a hamburger. That doesn't make sense to me. Why? No stretch of the imagination. You do that to landfill?
I've never done it, but I eat it. I'd rather on a hamburger than chips.
I'd rather
peanut
it on chips.
On a hamburger?
Yeah.
I'm tempted to try the chips because you'll get that really good salt and crunch that I like with peanut butter. Peanut butter on a burger sounds revolting.
That sounds like gross.
Ranch with pizza, not great. I've tried it. It's okay. I like when you have buffalo wings and pizza and the wing sauce gets on the pizza so it gets a little spicy and then you dip it in a little blue cheese. Now you're talking. With a bunch of beer.
That's why that when you do a certain bodily function, that's why it's so bad. Because you eat too much strange stuff, bro.
I have no idea. Wait, what? You talking about my bodily functions?
Yeah, when you...
I haven't stretched today.
Yeah, when you...
What is going on line four, Cody? Give me a preview of this before I talk to this guy.
I'm guessing that they're changing the tailgating rules because they want people in the stadium, not outside of it. That's what I'm guessing.
This sounds like a disaster in the making. Let's talk to Dan in Potomac. Dan, what's up, dude? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yeah, there's a new deal that the Redskins are doing. That nobody can tailgate during the games.
Wait, so once the game starts, you have to be inside or gone?
Exactly.
But suppose you're the type of guy that you don't want to go in there until the second quarter starts.
Even if you have tickets and a parking pass, because everybody pays to park. When a game starts, their security is coming around telling people that they cannot do that. You have to leave. You can't be here.
Wow. What?
Isn't that crazy?
I think that's really lame. And I know a lot of people. I remember in college tailgating.
If I paid for my ticket, then you already got my cheddar.
And
exactly.
What if you want to like?
And also, you've already paid for the parking to get in there.
That I don't like it. True or false? Do I like it? False. That sucks. If people listen, you know one thing that happens at tailgating. Sometimes you just are crushing beers and you're cooking food and you just want to chill at the tailgate and maybe you go in at halftime or if the game's no good, you just stay outside and listen to it on the radio. Like, isn't this
exactly.
America?
And that's what a lot of people do. And they say, no, you can't do that. You have to either be inside or gone.
You try to do all these fan-friendly things and get people to come to the... You can't get anybody to the games. You think not, like, limiting tailgating is going to help?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're... Maybe, thank you for the call, Dan. Appreciate you, buddy. Maybe the thought is that we know people are buying tickets. They're just not going in. So if we force them to go in, it'll get people in there. We got Tailgate Ted on the case now, Cody.
But they already bought the ticket. And the parking pass.
All right, let's see. Tailgate Ted might be able to clear some stuff up here. Hello, Mr. Tailgate. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? So this is not a FedEx rule. This is an NFL rule. You're not allowed to tailgate when the game is going on. They don't want people sitting out in the parking lots while the game is happening.
But nobody basically pushes that rule. I know they don't push you to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've been in a million stadiums where there's still people in the...
I understand that. Several years back, there were car fires that were actually happening around the NFL.
Yeah.
And they instituted this rule because they thought that there was actually a serial arsonist that was going around setting cars on fire in the lot.
You know what it was, Ted? It was just it was some dumb tailgaters. I was in the Giants, playing with the Giants, and I heard something that sounded like an explosion. And I'm like, did y'all hear that? They're like, yeah, we heard it. Come to find out, after the people stopped tailgating, they slid the grill under the car.
So dumb.
And
it happens to be right under the damn gas tank, and the car blew up and it burned the two cars next to it too.
Ted, when do you shut down your tailgate to get inside for the game?
We start packing up when that firework goes off 1 hour beforehand.
That firework
to let us
so
know.
Stupid.
Okay.
That fireworks.
The
firework
thing that had JP going, oh,
I was about to throw hands.
Oh, something else.
You saw me bring my fists up
like this. You were like.
Ted, you think they're actually, did they send out word that they're going to start enforcing this rule?
It's something that's been enforced depending on who's watching your lot. Apex is the contract security company. They ride around on bikes around FedEx Field.
Yeah, I got no love for them because we'll be recording the podcast in the parking lot and they'll try to kick us out. And I'll have to like go dig out my media pass from my car. I know you got a job to do, dude, but I'm allowed to be here. So... I think it's a bad idea. Thank you for calling in, Ted.
All right, brother.
Oh, Ted, I saw your tweet. True, we will be drinking Blanton's in the parking lot this Sunday night.
Okay.
I'll have it ready to go.
Appreciate you, man. All right. I went to the Ravens game last night. I want to do some comparisons between M&T Stadium, where the Ravens play, and FedEx Field, where Washington plays. It's a different vibe. I can tell you that much. Let's do that next. Plus, we got a ton of phone calls. We'll get through all of them. Right here, 106.7 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We back. 1:30, District of Columbia. Kind of dreary out there. Is that a good way to describe today?
Yeah, it is.
I was supposed to take my little girls.
I was supposed to go ride my bike. Not going to do it today.
Yeah, we were going to go. I mean, to call it golf is kind of unfair to golf. What I do is barely fair to golf. But when I take my daughters out, they kind of just play in the sand traps and think it's real fun. But I just want them to be out there having fun, and they hit
what
a couple putts.
What you should
putts.
Do is take some of that money you make and make like a putt-putt area over there for them.
That'd be fun. We're going
to
do that
this
afternoon.
Then you wouldn't have to go to the place to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Be a little cheaper.
That might save me a little money. So last night, thank you to Sam Weiner and Adam Hordell. They had extra tickets for the Ravens Monday night game. And I haven't been to a football game as a fan in a really long time. Because last year I didn't go to any college football because of COVID. It's weird. It's hard for things kind of have to line up for me to get to a game because I'm working most Sundays. Mm-hmm. But whatever, it was fun. I like watching Lamar. I just think he's such a baller.
He's definitely that.
I mean, I think he's a great quarterback, obviously. But I just love the way he carries himself, how he seems. The people I know that cover the Ravens say he is just like one of the most positive added. Like, he just seems like a really good person. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So we cruise up to Baltimore. And I was starting to send some tweets and stuff. Did you see the tweet I sent of me on the rickshaw, which was kind of fun?
No, I didn't see it.
Me and Ahmet riding a rickshaw. And I was like, you know what? Rather than tweet this stuff, I'm going to take some notes, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, comparing M&T Bank Stadium, where Baltimore plays, I assume that's what it's called, to FedEx Field, where mm-hmm. Washington plays. Because
yeah.
The two stadiums are 30,
not very far apart.
30 miles away, 25 miles away, I don't know, but they feel very far apart. So I'll say this to start. I have a bunch of notes here, Landfill. Look at this. Look how many notes I took.
Wow. That's a lot of damn
a lot
notes,
of notes.
If you did that in school, you wouldn't have those retake those classes.
Now, we already know this from Nats Park and even Verizon Center. What the hell is that place called now? What? Capital One Arena. Thank you. we know as Washingtonians, even from RFK back in the day, a downtown stadium is just cooler. It's just has way better vibes. And so we also had no traffic. We left Bethesda. We left my house at like 7,
mm-hmm.
got to Baltimore. We only encountered traffic once we were at the game, and it was just people looking to park.
Yeah.
And we parked at the Horseshoe Casino, which degenerate Cody said he was able to recognize the parking lot, which really tells you a lot about Cody.
If you recognize the parking lot, yeah, you are a damn degenerate.
So my first note is just that a downtown—
probably slept there one night.
He probably has, multiple nights. A downtown stadium is just so dope. It's just so nice. Like, the energy is different. And, you know, I was able to hop on this rickshaw. There's 100 rickshaws. There's all mm-hmm. sorts of people. Then we get into the game, get into the stadium. No trouble getting in. We kind of came in late, but that's what I do with every aspect of my life. So we had no trouble getting in. Everybody's wearing purple. Like, I've become so accustomed to visiting fans.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool to be at a stadium where everybody was rooting for the home team. It was like that in Buffalo 2 weeks prior when I was up there for the Bills-Washington game.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a smattering of Colts fans, but I think you're going to see that anywhere. I saw, this bugged me, I wrote this down, I saw a Dez Bryant and a Zeke Elliott jersey.
But the thing about it, when you're up in Baltimore and you see something that may be Colts, you don't know if they were cheering for the old Baltimore Colts or what.
Yeah, it could be, but these all looked like young people wearing Andrew Luck jerseys. But yes, it could be their grandfather played for the Colts and they still, whatever, who knows. But the Colts thing does make it a little weirder. The Cowboys thing has nothing to do with Baltimore. It's just there's fake Cowboys fans everywhere you go. Place was packed, really loud, really good crowd, very into it. It's funny what constitutes like angst and trouble for fans, because like the Washington football team fans have experienced so little, whereas these Ravens fans are so used to winning and they're getting upset about, you know, not stopping the run mm-hmm. well in the first half. Like it made me feel bad for Washington fans. That stadium's sight lines are dope. That stadium's big screens are elite. Like, I go to a ton of stadiums. That is one thing I can really judge. even the new stadiums that have like the halos above, nobody's going to touch Jerry World, right? That screen is just banana.
Jerry World might be good, but that damn stadium out there in L.A.
I can't wait to see it.
Something special.
Right. I haven't been yet. I'll talk about that later, but I think they're just old. Like, it's just the normal video board in the end zones, and it is huge. It's longer than the football field, and it is crystal clear. Like, whatever level of HD they have is better than what's at FedEx. I don't know what the differences are, maybe, and the board is certainly bigger. And it also seems like they're trying to throw less ads on their video board. Like, there's huge, like, Bud Light and Bank of America, whatever they are. Like, this is just a giant video board, and they get the ads in elsewhere. I did notice they had, I mean, the gambling stuff is so wild. They had, inside the stadium was, like, I want to say BetMGM, but on the concourse of the stadium was Caesars everywhere. So they're even chopping up that and selling it, you know?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Sure.
Hey, they can do more than one, can't they?
I got a good and a bad thing here. So, I asked senior Ravens insider Matt Valdez about this morning. When they play Seven Nation Army, is that a White Stripe? It's White Stripes, right? When they play that song and the whole crowd is going, that is cool. It is a vibe. It is awesome. A good chant is always awesome. But they have this ridiculous, nerdy, "You're a grand old flag." I don't know what the hell the song is, but they play some like trumpet song after they scored a touchdown, and it's just lame. Like, you started in the 90s.
Huh?
Like, Washington had a band and had "Hail to the Redskins" because this song was that band when the Washington football team started their band 85 years ago or whatever.
That was a long time.
That was the only way to have music at the game, was you needed a band. So it had real tradition and carried over.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a song because that's what you did. The Ravens moved to Baltimore in the mid-90s. You could have just played music on the speakers. You don't need a band. You don't need that song. You don't need trumpets. Like, I don't know. The song was lame.
Although being there in person and not watching it on TV, you missed out on the horrible "Let's Go Ravens" song that ESPN was playing when they went to commercial break a few times.
I'm glad. That sounds awful.
It sounded like if the band that did the Power Rangers theme song wrote a song about the Ravens. It was horrific.
That's funny. But there was some Baltimore elements of this evening. Saw a lot of mustaches, a lot of dudes, some women. Saw a lot of mustaches. Saw a lot of camouflage, like everybody's joining the army.
Yeah, man. They're going to it, bro. They're bringing it.
The walk back to our car, the walk back to the Horseshoe Casino. Now, normally, there's...
Not that far, though.
Not that far, Brian. But I swear to God, I saw a woman laying on the ground doing drugs.
You can see that in D.C.
I've never
seen
it at FedEx.
Can't see it from FedEx Field. It's too far away.
I don't know. The walk
but
back.
I know we left there that night game last preseason. It was a lot of people trying to catch rides because the what's called man shut down. That Thursday night game.
Oh, the Giants game, no Metro?
Yeah.
All I know is this.
Guy tried to give me $150. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. Because my car was packed up. I couldn't take him.
I believe M&T Bank Stadium and FedEx Field are about the same age old. I think FedEx opened in 99, right?
97, I think it was.
Okay, when did M&T? I mean, I have a computer in front of me.
I think it was 97 FedEx opened.
How on earth? All right, so M&T is 98, FedEx Field. So, all right, M&T opened September 6, 98. FedEx Field opened September 14th, 97.
Mm-hmm.
How is that stadium so much better than FedEx?
Because, you remember, Jack built it very quickly. Because he wanted to do what he wanted to do and didn't want to listen to nobody. And he got it built.
Yeah.
And there were corners cut to get it built that quick. They built that quick.
I think he wanted to build it before he died, right? So that thing went up fast. And I was going to bring this up, but Kerwin just texted me. This is valid. M&T Bank Stadium was built with taxpayer money. That was part of the deal to get the Ravens to leave Cleveland and move to Baltimore. It was, hey, the city will build you a stadium. So they got more money, although Jack Kent Cook might have more money than the city of Baltimore at that point in his life. But I don't know. That's an important caveat here. Mm-hmm. But it's disappointing, man, that these stadiums are about the same age, and FedEx Field is so obviously terrible, and that one in Baltimore is just so much better. Mm-hmm. It's not, and here's the thing. It's not like it's different geography. It's not like, you know, oh, well, we have to account for different weather or any. Like, it's the same place. Hmm. I don't know, man. It stood out.
Yeah.
And the other thing that stood out, and I think largely this is just because of a winning team, I thought I saw a lot more families and kids at the Ravens game, even though it was a Monday night. Like, it's late.
Yeah.
But when you have a winning organization and everybody's rooting for the same team, it makes you want to take your son or your daughter and let them experience that. Because there's still people that are drunk. There's still weird things happening.
Yeah.
Like, I had some kind of weird dude kept asking me if I was from Canton. I was like, no, man, I'm not. He's like, you look like you're from Canton. And I was like, Canton is like a neighborhood in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, no, I'm from Bethesda. And he's like, all right, well, I do a lot of painting in Canton, and gave me his business card for his painting business.
He's trying to get some business. If you're from Canton, I'm trying to sell you my painting job.
But if I make it very clear I'm not from Canton, do you think I'm a good I'm a good resource for your business? I don't think I am. Yeah, and listen, Jeff, in Columbia, I know that the band stuck around and there was a 30 for 30. Ravens insider Matt Valdez told me all about it. I don't care. You care, Landfill?
I don't. Not only do I not care, I think it's kind of sad.
I won't go that far. I think it's good for them, man. But that, just play Seven Nation Army. Don't play the Grand Old Flag song. That's all I can tell you. The one thing, though, listen, Washington can't change the stadiums, any of that. One simple thing Washington could do.
What's that?
During, I think it was the break between the first and second quarter. This is so simple, but it was so fun. They usually do this, I think it's like at the college football title game. They always do the Dr. Pepper barrels, where if you throw the football in there, they usually bring out two college kids, mm-hmm. and whoever wins, that kid gets a scholarship or something, right?
Something like that.
They do that game at Ravens Stadium between the first and second quarters. I don't know who the sponsor was attached, but obviously there's a sponsor to it. And it's just two people throwing footballs into barrels. And this woman beat this dude. And like, if Vegas had to set odds, I think the dude looked like the favorite. This woman made three footballs into the barrel and made $7,500. The whole crowd was so into it, going crazy. That is something you could do at FedEx.
Yeah, make it fun.
Make it fun.
And someone is going to leave with something, which they will tell their friends, man, I went to so-and-so, I got this. Back to what I said yesterday. Make people think you're giving them something.
Make it fun.
Yeah.
When we return, it's time for Heard It Here First. We'll get done with these calls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Got a couple callers have been very patient. Let's get them on the horn. My guy, Telly, in D.C. Telly, what's up, buddy? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
Hello to the Redskins. B-Mitch, Finley, what's happening, man?
What's up, Telly?
Hey, what day to call? Tell the Pharaoh, tell you the great, tell you the truth. Oh, the Telling the Truth Tuesday.
Telling the Truth on Tuesday is pretty strong.
That's right, man.
Play clock is ticking, though, Telly.
Okay. I wrap it up. Hey, look, man. There's one thing Ron has failed to do since he's been here. Is that's tell the truth, man. He's been talking about out both sides of his neck since he's been here, man. I'm still waiting to see. I was never in the camp of Ron we trust. I was always waiting to see. He lost me when he cut Adrian Peterson, man. But we'll see, man. Hell to the Redskins, man. Y'all be easy.
Right, thank you, Telly. Lamphill has done his thing where he locks all the phones, so I can't take more calls just to drive him crazy. Last call of the day, Chris in D.C. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch in Finland.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell. Good afternoon, Mr. Finland.
What's up, Chris?
Let's get the first thing out first. Wife loved what you were wearing, Brian B. Mitch, but she's also respecting how JP's been raising his game. Good
appreciate
job, gentlemen.
That.
Hey, I'm making him work.
Appreciate that.
You're putting the flame under his feet. You're putting the flame under his feet. The only thing I want to say to wrap this up, what you were talking about, Baltimore, what we're talking about all day. I just want confidence. I don't mind losing. I just don't want incompetence being an adversary we have to play against. I just want incompetence in my coaching. I want confidence in my fan base. I want confidence in the front office. I want confidence in my owner. I want confidence in my stadium. We don't have to win the Super Bowl every year. I understand that. I would love to, but we don't have to. But, boy, do I just want not to have to answer, and I don't know how you do it, Brian. I don't want to have to answer as a fan to every one of my friends from around the country on what is wrong with your team and why are they sending dirty pictures and this and that. That is what makes people not want to be fans. I love my team. I just want to love blocking, tackling, running, catching, passing.
Chris,
y'all have a great afternoon.
Hold on. It's a great call. I want to be clear. You want competence, correct?
Competence. I'm sorry. Competence. You got me excited. I want competence. I want
spell what you want for me.
C-O-M-P-I-T-E-N-C-E.
Gotcha.
Competence.
Chris, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. I got to keep you on hold though. Cody, you wrote down Chris in D.C. wants confidence.
Well, yeah, he said
competence will bring confidence.
Sure.
Yeah, he said he wanted them to compete and give him confidence moving forward in this team.
He said he wanted competence. Not confidence. You know what I want from you? Competence.
Yeah, that's not what he told me.
Hey, Cody, next time he meets you at that gym, he looked worn out this morning, killing.
Yeah, I will. If he would get there a little bit earlier and then we didn't have to rush our workout, it'd actually be a workout.
You could take him out. Everybody would just assume it was the hip thruster.
I mean, hip thruster showed up today ready to rock. I saw all 100% of the hip thruster. Cody claims he wasn't looking.
You need to start wearing shades.
How about this? I got a ton of tweets on the FedEx stuff. This dude, Daryl Smith, says, are you serious? Washington football team doesn't do any goofy games between quarters? I thought every stadium/arena did that. My son plays wheelchair basketball at University of Alabama, and they even have fan wheelchair races. How awful is the fan experience? I mean, you've covered a million games out there. Maybe I'm missing something.
I haven't seen stuff happening in between quarters.
Do you want to know how great the entertainment is? I'm part of it.
I see the dance squad in between quarters.
They have the dance squad, and now the dance squad. Listen, the dance squad used to be very provocative. They've made it a lot more family friendly, except this one dude who like throws his shoulder out of joint that just is very. It grosses me out a little, but yeah, whatever. It's like a cool dance move, I suppose. Listen, I'm not the guy you look to for dance reviews. I'm not that person. But I just think they should have some fans throwing footballs into buckets. If you're listening, I'll announce it. I will happily give you a play-by-play on two fans throwing footballs into buckets. I think it'd be fun. Let's have some fun, shall we? All right, Brian. It's been a hell of a day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it here first, Lamphill. All right, who did what last night, Cody?
JP, you took the under in the Ravens-Colts. You lost. B-Mitch took a parlay with the Jackson anytime TD. He lost. Mullins took a Jackson anytime TD. He lost. And I took the Ravens-Colts over 46.5. So I am 1-0.
If you don't mind, we should kind of keep track of the last time I've hit a winner.
I tried to look, but I had to go too far back. Really? I couldn't find it.
My weekend parlay hit.
To be honest
with
you,
counts.
It really don't make a difference to us how many times you haven't hit.
I think it'd be kind of fun to keep track of the longest losing streak.
I think no.
Is this going to have to be one of those situations where you're permanently exempt because you just win it all the time?
Perhaps. I don't know what to do about you in this blanket, Landfill. Mm. It's starting to be a little weird. What are you doing under that blanket?
It's cold as hell.
The AC is permanently stuck on in here, so I have a blanket.
Is Landfill wearing pants? None of us know because he's wearing a blanket.
He had on shorts earlier.
Yeah, but I'm talking about right now. We don't know.
I'm not going to look very closely.
Well, missing
out. Yeah, you're looking at me. You're looking at the hip thruster. What's going on with you?
It's been a weird day. I went to Baltimore, man. You never know. Are we picking? What are we doing?
Yeah, I got the Astros White Sox over 8.5.
Today's Tuesday, right? Astros White Sox over 8.5. The Wizards play today. Is that accurate? Wizards don't even make the show sheet.
No.
All right. I think the Braves win. Give me the Braves money line.
The Seattle Kraken are playing their first ever game.
Oh, Landfill's gonna be betting so much hockey
today. So they're the underdogs to the Knights, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'm gonna take the Kraken +1.5.
I like it, dude. Pittsburgh, are the Penguins no good? The Lightning are -245 to beat Pittsburgh tonight. I know Tampa's defending. I almost said Super Bowl Stanley Cup champs.
I mean, I think the Tampa's just very good.
Well, I think I saw Sidney Crosby not playing either.
I'm going to take the Raging Cajuns.
Hold on, there's football on tonight?
Over 57.
Oh, I take back my baseball bet. There's football on tonight? Hell yeah.
Give me the Raging Cajuns.
Dude, it's App State. I'm wearing an App State shirt.
Oh,
how did you not notice that all day? I'm sitting here wearing an Appalachian State shirt.
You have a sweater.
I didn't have this on until like noon.
What are you talking about?
At you.
Well, you should look at me more. We're going heads up. Give me the Mountaineers. What is the line? Let's settle the line before.
4.5, isn't it?
I don't know. I got to check.
Hey.
Got to get the YouTubes.
I'm putting that thing on him.
Appalachian State at Louisiana Lafayette. 4.5. The total is 56.5.
All right. You want to have a good bet on this? Five Guys Friday lunch? That's probably next time I'm in.
That's fine.
Go App State, baby. Mm-hmm. We got action tonight. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Andy Reid joins
the program.
And
this weekend, I'm taking Ohio State.
Are they playing Maryland?
They already beat Maryland.
But they did? Yeah. Oh. Whoever
Maryland's playing, you could take.
Minus whatever, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. We'll find that out. Thank you to Barstool Nation.
My college. What the hell? I'm putting chicken foot gumbo on y'all now.
Thank you to Barstool Nation. Thank you to Pete Haley. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to Cody Betts. Does a hell of a job with the social media. Landfill does a hell of a job playing all the stuff. Thank you to Brian for buying me lunch on Friday when App State wins tonight. If you made it this far, I owe you beer. Grand
Voodoo,
Danny
Voodoo
up next.
About to get you, brother.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.